This week in Michigan football history, here's MVictors.com's Greg Dooley.
Tonight we head back, and I mean way back, to November 12, 1898. It was on this day, 118 years ago, that your beloved Wolverines faced Illinois in a game played at the Detroit Athletic Club. Heavy rains rendered the playing field a complete mess, but that didn't stop Michigan from getting the job done in the 12-6 victory. The following week, Michigan shut out Beloit College 22-0 to set up one of the most notable season-ending showdowns in Michigan football history. While today, our undisputed rival is clearly the Buckeyes, back in 1898, the crew that really got the maize and blue blood boiling was Amos Alonzo Stagg and his Chicago Maroons. On Thanksgiving Day, 1898, the Wolverines traveled to Chicago to face Stagg to settle who was truly champion of the West, and perhaps more. The defining moment of the contest was when Michigan's Charles Widman broke free in a 65-yard dash that helped seal the 12-11 victory and give Michigan the conference championship in just the third season in Big Ten history. The Wolverine fans on hand rejoiced, and among the 600 in attendance was U of M music student Louis Elbel. So inspired by the victory, Elbel later put pen to paper and composed a song, or more specifically, a fight song. Elbow later reflected on the moment, saying, "My spirits were so uplifted that I was clear off the earth, and that was when the victors was inspired," and he dedicated the song to the Michigan team of 1898. Michigan was undoubtedly champions of the West, but looking back, does Michigan have a right to claim the title of national champions for 1898? It seems silly discussing this 118 years later, but there is recent precedence for such action. In 2004, Southern Cal looked back at its history and claimed the 1939 national championship. And believe it or not, in 2012, our little brown jug rival Minnesota announced a claim to the 1904 national championship. Harvard and Princeton take credit for the 1898 crown based on different measurements. Does Michigan, who went undefeated and outscored opponents 205-26, have an argument to join them? Discuss amongst yourselves. But first, go blue, beat Iowa, and check out MVictors.com and WTKA.com. For the KeyBank countdown to kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.